And the part of the chicken, which is like this, the
talking about the wishbone?
Okay. Do you ever hear any stories about that?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of stories. I can make you blush on some of those stories.
What are some of
the... Well, they're talking about, let me see, this old maid that never would break the wishbone with anybody because she didn't want to lose a cherry.
What is breaking the wishbone mean?
It's just an old common practice, you know, whenever you have chicken for dinner, somebody would get a hold of the wishbone and say, I got the wishbone, who will break it with me? And both make a wish, and the one that's supposed to got the biggest piece, his wish was supposed to come true.
Did it have anything to do with marrying?
Well, they could apply it that way, see.
If whatever you wish.
In other words, you take two younger, I've seen this, two young ones, girls, you know, at the table, both of them going with boys, and one of them would get the wishbone, you know, so they'd switch it. All right, who's going to be married first? Well, if I get the longest end, I'll be married first. See, things like that.
A hen on
the
nest of eggs is called a...
A hen on a nest of eggs. That's what you asked. You asked that yesterday. Hello? Yeah. God. Oh, I was thinking you was going to say today, and I knew damn well I didn't say today. Monday. Okay. All right. He going to be there? Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Well, setting hen, sometimes they say cluck. That's a Belgian word. Cluck, C-L-U-C-K, I think it is. Let's see.
What do you call the inside part of the chicken that you eat? Just the general name for all the inside.
There's only two parts of the chicken that we eat, and that's the gizzard and the heart.
And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned, you say the calf began to...
Bella.
What about a cow?
She also bellows.
And when she's hungry?
Same thing.
And the noise that a horse makes?
He knees, I think, is the word.
What about a softer sound that they make? Like when they recognize it?
Well, I know what you're talking about. I don't know what you call it.
And there was some time to feed the stock and do the work. You say that it was...
Time to feed the stock.
Did you ever hear that called fodder time, or feeding time, or chore time?
Feeding time, yes. But I've never heard it referred to as chatter time.
And how would you call a cow to get her in out of the pasture?
Shoo cow.
Okay. What about a cat?
Cat?
Calf.
Calf. Normally, you wouldn't call a calf.
What about
That is, we didn't. We never called a calf. If you had your calves out in the pasture with the cow and you called the cow, the calf would come with it. Normally, you kept the calf separate from the cow so he couldn't suck on the cow during the day. You let the calf suck after you milk the cow.
When you're milking a cow, what do you say to her to get her to stand still?
There's all kind of words. Usually, just more or less talking to them, keeping them calm. I mean, you pat them on the easy bassy or something like that.
How about to get her to move her leg back?
Oh. From the side you're milking on, you use a tapper right up there. And back up, back up. And she usually, normally they'll pick up that leg and move it back a half a step.
And how would you call a mule or a horse to get